Welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and today's episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be Lone Ranger. Original air date is October 14th, 1938, and the title is Andy's Mule. Hope you guys enjoy.
A horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. When gold was discovered in the western United States, thousands and thousands of men hurried to the new territory. Most of them were honest and worked hard at their claims, but criminals were drawn to the gold fields as well, and the honest prospector found it hard to protect their property. It was in the gold country that the masked rider of the plains did some of his greatest work in the cause of justice, and in time, he brought law and order to the lawless frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Danville! Saddles waiting on the trail ahead! Hello, Silver! Away!
As our story opens, a small but wiry old man is urging his stubborn pack mule down the trail toward Danville.
Dad, wretched Noah, can't you make no better time than that? Gosh, I don't know why I put up with you the way I do. I swear to heaven you're the most stubborn, cantankerous, wrong-headed, nattle-pated critter ever was wished on a long-suffering hombre like me. Now get up! That's right. I says get up and you stop. Now get away from that there grass. Don't be all us thinking of your stomach. We got to get home to my daughter. And I'm telling you right now, Noah, when we get there, I'm selling you off. And if nobody will pay cash for you, I'll give you away. Blast you, get along.
There ain't no hurry, Andy.
Huh? Who said that? Who's there?
Just stay where you are, Andy, if you don't aim to get drilled. Come on, fellas.
Vic Fletcher.
I want you to meet my friends, Lige Brinker and Mike Moody.
Them pole cats?
That's a mighty reckless thing to say, Andy, when you're looking into the business end of this here gun.
You ain't scaring me worth a hoot, Lige. Vic, I never had much use for you, but I never thought you traveled with crooks like these.
Well, now you know.
And Peggy's gonna know, too.
Maybe she will, Andy, and maybe she won't.
Quit arguing with the old codger, Vic. Let's get his gold. Eh? What are you laughing about, you old fool? You think we're fooling? You're gonna find out different.
So you want the gold dust to pan out, huh?
And we're taking it.
And you thought I didn't savvy what you was up to that time a week back when you come prowling around my camp.
You see me?
It'd take a crook a heap slicker than you, Lige, to put anything over on me. So if it's the gold you want, just try and find it. Go right ahead.
Why, you... Vic, Mike, look in them pack saddles.
Yeah, he must have that dust around somewhere.
And then when you get through hunting in them saddlebags, you can search me.
If the gold ain't here, where is it?
That's something you won't never find out.
Why,
I had a notion maybe you'd try a stunt like this, so I put that dust where it'd be safe till I could get to town and back with somebody to keep guard.
Nothing in the saddlebags, Lige.
Told you, didn't I?
Mike.
Yeah?
Andy here's got a notion he don't want to tell us where he hid his dust.
There's ways of getting him out of that notion, Lige.
Uh-huh. That's what I was thinking. Suppose you could persuade him?
Sure.
Now, look here.
You ain't going to tell us where that gold is?
I won't tell you nothing, you thieving, low-down, sneaking coyotes. And you ain't going to get away with this either.
No?
Come on, Lige. We got to head back for town.
Uh-huh. Mike, me and Vic can't waste no time in this loco idiot. We're gone from town too long. Maybe we'll be asked questions when Andy don't show up.
Yeah.
But you're a trapper, Mike. You don't never come to town unless it's for supplies.
You mean you want me to take care of Andy?
There's nobody but me and Vic knows where your cabin is there?
I'll give $1,000 cash to anybody figures they can find it.
Then that's where you're taking Andy.
You gonna keep me prisoner?
Unless you change your mind about telling.
I ain't.
But you will, Andy. You will. Get our horses, Vic.
Lige, there's going to be questions asked if I don't get to town soon.
Yeah?
I told a stranger and his engine part to let Peggy know that I was heading for home.
And how do you figure that's going
to
help you?
When I don't show up, there'll be fellas sent out to look for me.
They're welcome to look all they want. But once in Mike's cabin, they ain't going to find you. And that's for sure.
Here's the horses, Lige.
Thanks. Come on.
You blasted skunks!
Don't pay no mind anything Andy calls you, Mike. Get that gold. And don't be particular how you make him talk. Get up there! Get up there! Where old Andy said his daughter lived, Hannah.
Huh?
I'm sorry we were delayed getting to town, but I've an idea we beat Andy here anyhow. Remember, Tonto, we're only to tell Peggy that her father's on his way home. Don't mention the gold he found. He wants to save that for a surprise.
Me know.
Come on, Kimasabe. I hope my mask doesn't frighten her. I didn't want to put on a disguise. Must be her.
Oh, a masked man and a redskin.
What's the matter, Peggy? Who's at the door?
Don't be alarmed, Peggy. We're not outlaws. We have a message from your father.
My father?
What's that? You're bringing word from Andy? You're a crook.
Careful, Sheriff. Don't slap leather.
You...
Sheriff, wait. Maybe they do know something about Paul.
Is something wrong?
You just bet there's something wrong. And if you've seen Andy, speak up and tell about it.
We'll be glad to.
Won't you come inside?
Thanks. Come, Tyler. Who are these men?
Them two are Vic Fletcher and Lige Brinker. They's the one found Andy's mule.
Howdy, stranger.
And this is my friend, Cliff Dolan.
Afternoon, mister.
What did you say about Andy's mule being found?
Vic and Lige found it west of town, heading this way all by itself.
But Andy, what happened to him?
That's what we don't know, stranger. The mule showed up 3 days ago. We figured at first that maybe Andy broke a leg or something and let the mule go on ahead so his help would be sent. But we searched all up and down the trail of the hills and we ain't found hide nor hair of him.
What about the gold?
Gold? What are you talking about?
Sheriff, I promised Andy I wouldn't tell about it, but under the circumstances, I think I'd better.
Get on with it.
Tonto and I met Andy at his camp in the hills a couple of weeks ago. He said if we happened to ride in this direction to let his daughter know he'd be coming home soon. But he asked us not to mention the gold so that he could give Peggy a surprise.
Sheriff, do you think that...
That he was held up for his gold? Well, it could be.
Well, then that could mean he's dead.
Oh, now, Peggy, I don't want to set you to worrying any more than you are already. Shucks, come to think about it. Most likely the gold didn't have nothing to do with your father's disappearing at all.
Sheriff, I think it did.
What's that, Vic?
Let me ask you a couple of questions first, Sheriff. Have you ever heard afore about Andy finding gold?
This is news to me.
And to me and Lige here, too. And I bet it's the first Peggy or Cliff heard about it, ain't that so?
Yes.
It was just as much news to me as it was to the Sheriff.
Just think it over, Sheriff. This masked hombre here and the engine are the only ones to know about that gold.
What are you getting at?
Just this, stranger. I'm here to say you fellas killed Andy, stole his dust, then come here with this story of yours so folks wouldn't be suspecting you.
Did you say your name was Vic Fletcher?
Of course it is.
Oh.
Now, what's that got to do with it?
Just a second. Well, stranger, you heard Vic. What you got to say?
If we'd stolen the gold, why would we stay here instead of clearing out of this part of the country?
You might have had reasons we don't know about.
Sheriff Tonto and I liked Andy. If anything's happened to him, we're just as anxious as you to learn what it is.
What else could you say?
Maybe so, stranger. But I reckon things being the way they are, I'll have to hold you for questions.
I don't think you will. Come on, Tonto, we're leaving.
Don't let him get away, Sheriff. Come back here.
Turn in line.
Watch out.
Oh, my head!
The next person to draw again will get the same. Hurry, Tonto.
Hold on!
Away! We'll find a place to camp, Tonto, then look into this. I'm afraid it's something more than just an accident. Kept Andy from getting home.
Why do you think that?
If it weren't, he'd have been found along the trail. I believe someone else knew about Andy's gold.
Remember that? Right.
And another thing, that young chap who called himself Vic Fletcher.
That's not his name?
He didn't recognize me because when we met before, I was in disguise. But that other time, he called himself Jerry Morton.
Can't remember.
The law couldn't prove anything against him, and he was suspected of a score of crimes.
Any him steal gold?
I don't know, Tonto, but we're going to find out. Come on, Silver!
That night, in the shack that Vic and Lige shared, the two men talked over their plans.
Vic, that was a slick stunt, pointing suspicion at the masked fella and the redskin. As long as the sheriff had to find out about the gold, this'll keep him from wondering what we've been doing the times we was out of town.
I got a better idea than that, Lige.
Yeah?
I suppose you've noticed I ain't been getting any place with Peggy of late.
A blind fella could see she's all taken up with that Cliff Dolan.
Well, what would you say if we was to make it look like he robbed old Andy?
Cliff?
Right. Don't you get it? Who'd suspicion us of framing Cliff after we said the masked fella most likely stole Andy's gold?
The masked man again.
Carol, I haven't got much time. You've got to do exactly as I say.
I thought I seen the last of you yesterday.
But you didn't. Tonto and I are staying until Andy's disappearance is solved.
If Peggy and Cliff hadn't sort of taken a liking to you, I'd see you jailed, guns or no guns.
They believe I'm innocent?
Maybe they do. But that ain't saying I'm agreeing with them.
Carol, we're not even sure yet. There's been a crime committed. But if there has been, I think I know the man who did it.
Huh?
Did you know that Vic Fletcher has gone by other names in different parts of the country?
Is that a fact? Say, I wonder...
Yes?
I just happened to think of something that struck me funny at the time.
What was that?
I told you it was Vic and Lige found Andy's mule. But I ain't so sure that after they found it, they had any intention of bringing it to town.
Why do you say that?
Because I run into them on the trail with that mule. And when I first seen them, they was going away from town. Then when I caught up, they said they was just heading for the Bar K outfit to see about some horses and coming back.
Seems strange they wouldn't have reported finding the mule right away. They knew its importance.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
And perhaps you'll be willing to help me make a test.
A test?
I've been listening outside the cafe, and I happen to know that Vic and Lige are coming here soon to ask you if you've seen me. If you'll do what I say, it won't prove their guilt, but at least it'll show whether or not I'm on the right trail.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
When they come to your office, tell them this.
Just over there, ain't it?
Beyond the gully.
I wonder how in blazes he could know anything about what we've done.
Maybe he don't. Maybe he's just bluffing. But we can't take no chances.
He told the sheriff that when he talked to Andy, the old idiot mentioned he was scared of being held up by a couple of fellas from town.
Yeah.
But what I can't figure out is why the masked fella didn't name us to the sheriff if he was telling the truth.
Don't you recollect the sheriff saying the masked man heard us coming and cleared out before we got there?
I didn't see nothing of him.
He most likely went out the back way. Anyhow, he told the sheriff he'd be back in the morning to give names. And if he does, we'll have some explaining to do.
Can't nothing be proved.
But we'll be a lot safer if he don't never get to see the sheriff.
I reckon. You figure they're asleep by this time?
They ought to be.
We've been hiding here ever since we trailed him from town. I want some action.
Come on. We'll sneak up on him now.
Careful of making any noise.
There they are. Roll up in their blankets. We've got them dead to right.
You ready?
Yeah. Then come on.
All right, you fellas, you're eating lead.
Don't make no move for your shooting iron.
What's that? You fella.
What's the engine light? Stranger, you feel this gun I got pressed again you? Well, in just about 2 seconds, I'm pulling the trigger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue the story. The Lone Ranger, knowing that old Andy Clark had found gold, suspected something more than an accident when the old man failed to arrive in Danville. His suspicions pointed to Vic Fletcher and Lige Brinker. The two men, hoping to prevent the Lone Ranger from talking, attacked him in his camp.
Drill him, Vic!
Cast him, Silver!
That horse! Get
him!
Go!
Smash him in it!
Look
at
the
trampled! Oh, my arm!
There it is!
I dropped them.
Up with your hands, Vic. You fought for them.
If it hadn't been for them horses.
They've been trained to handle men like you.
Don't shoot us.
Why did you attack?
Stranger, we thought you were somebody else.
Yeah, that's right. It was just a mistake.
A bad mistake.
You ain't going to do anything to us, are you?
Where are your horses?
Just back away. Behind them trees.
All right. Get going and keep on going.
Come on, Vic.
I'm coming.
Why are you not keeping here?
It wouldn't do any good to make them prisoners, Tonto.
Oh.
Their attacks on that reveal the fact that they've had something to do with Andy's disappearance.
Not right.
We still don't know where Andy is. He may be a prisoner. He may be dead. He may be lying somewhere wounded. But we have to let Vic and Lige remain free until we learn the truth.
Right now, I'm going inside and get ready for bed.
Yeah, what about tomorrow?
The last fellow sees the sheriff?
You know, blame well, that's what I mean.
There ain't nothing we can do to stop it. If we're missing out just now, the masked man ain't going to give us another chance at it.
You think I don't know that?
Yeah. Hey, light that lamp, Vic. Like I said before, maybe he was just bluffing.
You can't depend on it.
And anyhow, they can't prove nothing on us. They've got to find Andy before they can do that. If they find him in that cabin... I'll eat my shirt.
Just the same, things are getting mighty uncomfortable.
I wonder if Mike's got Andy to talk yet.
I don't know.
Well, there's two things we got to do now.
Yeah, what's them?
I told you I had a scheme to frame Cliff, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's the first thing we got to do. If the sheriff thinks Cliff's to blame for all this, and nothing a masked fella can say is going to hurt him.
And what's the other thing?
Make Andy talk and get rid of him.
Get rid of him?
Don't ask foolish questions. You savvy what I mean just as well as I do. Come on, blow out the lamp and turn in.
Early the following evening, Vic and Lige entered the sheriff's office.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Evening.
Good evening, fellas. What can I do for you?
You
seen anything more of that masked fellow after what he said to you yesterday?
No. He promised to come back, but he didn't.
He didn't?
That's what I said, ain't it?
Just what I thought. You see what he was doing, Sheriff?
What do you think he was doing?
That was just a bluff about Andy telling him anything. He's still trying to get you to suspect somebody else instead of him.
That might be so.
Of course it is. Why else would he stay away after saying he'd be back?
I couldn't tell you.
Sheriff.
Yeah?
I don't know whether I ought to say anything or not.
Well?
What do you think, Lige?
It's up to you, Vic.
Look here, if you've got something to say, say it. If you haven't, don't be wasting my time.
Sheriff, it's like this.
What's like what?
You know that mask fella we were just talking about?
Sure, I know.
Now, you understand, I ain't saying that Cliff's done anything wrong. Matter of fact, I'd say Cliff's as straight an hombre as you're likely to find around these parts, but... Well...
Doggone it, if you can't tell your story without stopping all the time, get out of here.
Sheriff, what Vic's trying to say is, we seen Cliff talking to the mask fella.
Yeah? And what struck me and Lige funny was they're trying to keep anybody from seeing him. Of course, like I said, I ain't for a minute accusing Cliff of being in cahoots with an outlaw, but things being the way they are, I thought maybe you'd like to look into it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go to Cliff's place, Sheriff, and ask him what him and the mask fella was talking about?
You think I oughta?
It's only fair to give Cliff a chance of clearing himself, ain't it?
You know that he's been accused of anything yet.
Well, I...
But won't hurt none to ask, I reckon. Come along.
Sure, our horses are just outside.
I'll see what Cliff's got to say. But if he's been up to anything crooked, then I'll be the most surprised fella in this county. Steady there. Get up. Get along with you.
Get up there.
This place.
Whoa.
The light inside. He's home, all right.
Who's there?
It's me, Cliff. The sheriff. Open up.
Go on in, Lock. Go on in. Evening, Sheriff.
What are these poor cats doing here? Shucks, Cliff. There ain't no use you and me calling each other hard names just because we happen to like the same girl. Well, what are you doing here with the sheriff?
I reckon the sheriff can tell you that.
What's it all about, Sheriff?
Vic and Lige been telling me you were seen talking to the mask fella, Cliff.
And what of it? You see, he was talking to him. He admits it.
What was you talking about?
I'm sorry, Sheriff. That's something I can't tell you.
Can't or won't?
Just can't, that's all.
You ain't forgetting I'm the law around here, are you, Cliff?
I ain't forgetting nothing.
Then maybe you're forgetting there's a heap of suspicion about the masked fella lately.
I said I wasn't forgetting nothing.
Oh, gosh, I don't know just what to do about this, Cliff. There ain't no young fella around here I like better than I do you. And it'd sure hurt Peggy a lot if she was to think you was mixed up in anything that might have happened to her pa. But if you're going to stand there and defy me like that, I'll just have to jail you, I guess.
I said I wouldn't tell you what me and the masked fella was talking about, Sheriff. But there's something else I got to tell you. And
huh?
Look at here, gold dust.
Where'd you get that?
Right from underneath a pillow on your car.
That ain't so.
I seen Vic find it myself. It was right where he said it was. Sheriff, you don't believe it, you can look under the pillow yourself. There's still dust sticking to the bed.
But it can't be.
And I'll bet this was part of the gold Andy was supposed to have found.
Gosh, Cliff, I never figured you for a crook.
Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
Sheriff, I started to tell you something just before Vic stopped me.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm right about it, I think I can prove I'm innocent.
Yeah?
I was out of town this afternoon. Went riding over toward the hills.
What about it?
You know Mike Moody, don't you?
The trapper? Sure I do.
Well, he was always one to hide out. He never wanted anybody to find his cabin. And knowing the woods and the hills like he does, it wasn't hard for him to fix a place that nobody could find.
Go on.
Well, today I found it.
You what?
Found Mike's cabin?
I did.
What's his cabin got to do with proving you innocent?
Sheriff, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Andy ain't there with Mike. But I do know there's two fellas in that cabin. I seen him moving around from a distance.
Well, if you thought Andy was there, why didn't you get him?
And have Mike drill me?
Anyhow, it took you long enough to tell me about it.
Well, I just got back. I was going over to your office after I cleaned up a bit. Sheriff, you got to go there with a posse and see who's in that cabin before you jail me. If Andy's there, then he can tell you I never robbed him.
Can you take me there tonight?
Well, I don't know. It's pretty dark. But I could take you there first thing in the morning.
Then that's what you're going to do. And between now and then, you're staying here with me so as I can keep an eye on you.
Large, everything's going against us. And all because Mike let that blame mule get away when we left him with Andy.
I'll tell him a few things.
Blame lucky for us, Cliff can't find the cabin at night.
Steady there.
That gives us time to ride out there first, get rid of Andy, and make sure Mike don't do no talking.
How about the gold?
Maybe Mike found out where it is by this time. But if he ain't to blazes with it, the main thing is to save our hides.
Get up there.
Get up there.
Thank you.
Is that you, Tonto?
Hello, Scout.
Is everything ready?
You hurry.
Here, Silver.
We ride fast.
We'll have to. Hi-oh,
Silver.
Hungry, Andy?
Of course I'm hungry.
Well, I reckon I made it plain what you had to do to get grub.
Blast your thieving hide, Mike.
Just tell where you hid your gold and you can fill your stomach till it busts. But if you're stubborn, you keep on getting nothing but bread and water once a day.
If I told you where the gold was, you'd drill me.
Yeah?
You couldn't let me go free to tell the law about you and them crooked partners of yours.
Well, suit yourself. Gosh, this is good grub.
Best I've cooked up for a coon's egg. Now, I think I'll have another helping of them beans, and maybe I'll...
Who's
have
that?
You needn't get excited, Andy. Couldn't be nobody but Vic and Lige. They're the only ones knows where this place is.
Mike!
Hey, howdy, Vic. Howdy, Lige. Hey, what are you looking so scared about?
Mike, has Andy told you where the gold is yet?
He's still holding out, but after he's missed a couple of more square meals, why, I reckon he'll...
We can't wait for that. But that blasted Cliff Dolan found your cabin. He's bringing the law here first thing in the morning.
What?
That's a fact, Mike. Cliff wants to stumble on this place accidentally.
Why the...
Lige, untie Andy, will you?
Sure. What do you want to untie him for?
We gotta let the gold go. All that counts now is to see that Andy don't have the chance to do no talking.
Meaning?
I reckon you savvy what I mean, all right.
I ought to send you fellas lower than the meanest snake that ever lived.
Keep your mouth shut. All right, there you are. Now get moving.
Why are you taking me?
Where nobody will know whether you was drilled or not.
You...
Get along with you. We've had no one time, Andy.
What the... masked man?
And the sheriff.
You bet it's the sheriff. And from the looks of things, we just got here in time.
Well, you won't get out.
He gets out. Let me go.
Good work, Tonto. Bring him in here. Mike, if you won't lie by that, you'll get shot.
Andy, are you all right?
Fit as a fiddle, Cliff. But, well, maybe I am just a wee bit hungry.
I thought you fellas weren't coming this way till morning.
Cliff said he couldn't find the cabin in the dark.
Shucks, I couldn't have found it in the daytime, for that matter.
Huh? What's that?
If you ask the masked fella, maybe he'll explain to you.
Lige, none of us knew where the cabin was. You and Vic led us to it.
Did you hear that, you blasted fools?
When I talked to Cliff this morning, I told him what to do. He rode out of town in the afternoon. Then when he talked to the sheriff, he pretended to have found the cabin while he was gone.
How'd you know we had Andy in the cabin?
You and Lige gave yourselves away when you attacked Tonto and me in our camp. I'll trail you to your cabin and heard you mention this place.
Well, I'll be talk-off.
But even the masked fellow couldn't have done much if it hadn't been for Andy's mule. It was the mule showing up without Andy that made us suspect something was wrong as soon as we did.
That was your mistake, Mike.
I forgot all about the mule.
You say it was that dad-ratted cantankerous critter that helped get me out of this fix?
It was.
And I was going to give him away. Sheriff, a feller don't ever know when a mule's his best friend. From now on, that critter of mine's feeding on the finest oats money can buy a dozen times a day.
Come on, Silver, old fellow! There's going to be trouble in Beaver Falls! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Check out the show notes site, otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Until the next show, have a great day, and we'll see you guys later.